There was at Civitella, a big castle about 20 miles distance from Caosadino on that side of the Maremma, a man by the name of Antonio Brizzi. Fortune had made him very wealthy, though he was of common birth. He had a daughter by the name of Polissena, who was very beautiful and charming. Galgano's mother set her heart upon this idea, as did his other relatives, and they sought out Brizzi to pursue their purpose. Having made an agreement as to the marriage contract, they proposed it to Galgano. Though he resisted every argument and persuasion for a long time, eventually he was won over by their persistent hassling, and he forgot for a moment the injunction received from the archangel. Thus, he promised to go see the lady Polissena. With this purpose in mind, Galgano quickly prepared to make the journey from Caosadino, heading towards Civitella. He had not gone yet 4 miles when suddenly, in the plain called Morella, near Roreno, his horse stopped and refused to move a step further, though spurred and struck with much energy. Galgano dismounted and fell down upon his knees. He immediately recognized his failure, and he implored forgiveness and help from the Lord so fervently that he saw again the Archangel Saint Michael, no longer merely in a vision, but in reality. Right away he gave the command that Galgano should follow him to Mount Saepe. The Archangel then left, saying that there, on Mount Saepe, Galgano must do harsh penance, because, as of that very moment, he was enrolled in the army of heaven. Overwhelmed and contrite, Galgano fell to the ground, and having drawn his sword from his side, he exclaimed, "How do you deign, O merciful Lord, to show so much favor to a miserable sinner? Ah, but I could more easily plunge my sword into this stone than obtain forgiveness for my many sins." Having said this, he thrust his sword into the rock until the whole of it was immersed up to the hilt. This may be observed even in our times in the present chapel of St. Galgano above Mount Saepe, where there is a boulder with the sword enveloped in stone and guarded well by an iron grate. In view of this singular miracle, every fear, as well as every importune care, was banished from Galgano's mind, and he began to back away reverently, fervently venerating the cruciform shape that the sword's hilt now presented to him, as it was now enveloped by rock up to the hilt. Galgano wished to observe nothing else, that he might have continually, before his eyes, the infinite mercy of the Lord.